The Craig Station coal-fired power plant employs about 300 people. That's a lot of jobs in Craig, Colorado, population 9,000. Matt Kinchlow is an electrician at the plant. A new law aimed at curbing planet-warming gases casts a shadow over the facility and his future.
That's the one that scares me the most. If there's no power plant here to have, what would I do for a living? What would I do to contribute to my family and to help maintain the lifestyle that we have? And what's that going to happen to my community? My little town here in Craig, Colorado is at risk.
At the state capitol in Denver, Casey Becker leads the House of Representatives. She says the entire state is at risk from rising temperatures, increasing droughts, and wildfires.
I think if we don't deal with climate change, we are going to be wrecking the economy. I've mentioned snowpack. Obviously, that's critical for our ski areas. I've mentioned, reduced water levels. That's obviously critical to our agricultural economy. And just the cost of responding to natural disasters is really impactful to the state.
Colorado aims to cut greenhouse gas emissions 90% by 2050 under a law Becker helped pass this year. The implications for towns like Craig are not lost on her.
We know that there are going to be coal plant closures. We know this is happening. Let's think very intentionally and proactively about those communities. Is it going to mean displaced workers? Is it going to mean shuttered downtowns? How do we get ahead of it?
So Becker helped pass another bill. It creates the nation's first government office dedicated to smoothing the transition in coal communities. Rich Meisinger is business manager at the electrical workers union, IBEW. He says unions opposed the climate bill, but they backed this one because it aims to help with things like worker retraining and supplemental income for transitioning jobs.
Our members want to work hard. Our members don't want a handout, but I'm hoping that this is a bridge to get them to that next level.
Matt Kinchlow worries that a lot of the details have not been worked out yet.
I think in the base it sounds like a good idea. That all being said, it didn't talk about funding. That was one thing I noticed is where are we going to get the money at for that? Do I have to move? Do I have to learn a different trade? The re-education bill, well, what kind?
There's time to work it out. The plant has no immediate plans to close. But change is coming, and Meisinger says the union will not fight anymore to keep it open.
Knowing what I know, that's a battle we aren't going to win. So I want to find a battle we can win that helps our members out.
As the world moves away from coal, Colorado hopes to be an example for other places dealing with those left behind in the transition. Steve Barragona, VOA News, Craig, Colorado.